Start today, the Torah Way, Northwest London, Sunday, 11th of Nisan, 2nd of April, Rabbi Yeshua Hartman, Shlita, Poverty and Freedom. This week's Torah Way is sponsored by Family Olsberg, Lechvod Simchas Bar Mitzvah of Modi Olsberg, and by Family Kaufman, Lechvod Simchas Bar Mitzvah of Chaim Kaufman, which took place yesterday, Pasha Tzav. Yirotzen, Shizko, Hurehem, Zikmehem, Rav Nachas, Imen, Mehem, Mekol Yotzei, Cholotzeihem.
Shalom Aleichem, everyone. You know, the week of Shechal Boy, if on Tisha B'Av there's Dinei Avelus for the week Shechal Boy, so Midah Toiva Meruba, the week that Chal Boy Pesach, it's a very special week, and Kol HaKavod to the people that are here. Everyone's probably very busy with the preparations for the Yom Tov, and yet to put aside your kviyas of every day is something remarkable. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Matzah represents Cheirus. That's what's written everywhere, that Matzah represents our freedom. And at the same time, Matzah is called Lechem Oni, which means the bread of the poor. So how do those two go together? Usually we would think that someone who's poor is not free. In fact, the way the Maral defines, the way he explains the Maamar Chazal, the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Samach Daled, Oni Chashuv Kumeis, why someone who's poor is considered like dead, because he says that the essence of Chaim is that you make it on your own. Chaim means that you're independent. That's what a young child from a very young age, we probably, his fathers don't remember so much, but our wives will remember. From a very young age, a child wants to take a spoon and feed himself, like even less than a year. And then after a little bit older, he wants to get dressed by himself. And he's so proud when he does it by himself. It's like ingrained in our essence that Chaim means you make it on your own. Ma'ayan Chaim, a spring water is called Ma'ayan Chaim. Says the Maral, is there something called Ma'im Mitim, Ma'im Chaim? So what's Ma'im Chaim? That it flows on its own. It's independent. It doesn't have to be brought in from outside. So the definition of Chaim means you made it on your own. If you think about it, Rabbi Yisai, it has to be that. Because the whole purpose of what we're here for is to cleave and be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And since to be here, to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we were there anyway with HaKadosh Baruch Hu before we came down. What was called in Gizach and Shamas. But no, we came down here to earn it. So that means the whole essence of life is, I don't want to get it for free, I want to earn it. I want to do it on my own. That's what comes Soine Matonois Yichye. There's someone who writes presents, he's reinforcing his chiyus. And therefore, the point being is, if so, meaning, how could it be the Lechem Oni means Cheirus? Cheirus means you're independent. You make it on your own. Someone who's an Oni cannot make it on his own. We're speaking about that level of Onius. So therefore, this has to be explained. What does it mean that Cheirus, Matzah is a Cheirus and Lechem Oni? But just to be honest, when we say Lechem Oni, we're not referring to people, we're referring to the matzah itself. But nevertheless, how do these two go together? So boy, so let's define what Cheirus means. Does Cheirus mean you can do whatever you want? Is that the definition of freedom? You could do whatever you wish. Well, Chazal don't say that. Because Chazal say, En lecha ben chorin, ela, Misha Isaac Torah? Who's called the Ben Chorin? The only one is someone who learns Torah. Like you guys come here every morning to learn Torah. En lecha ben chorin ela Misha Isaac Torah. What does that mean? If freedom means I could do whatever I want, why en lecha ben chorin ela Misha Isaac Torah? So the truth is, obviously, freedom does not mean you could do whatever you want. Because if you do whatever you want, you are
A slave.
Yeah. To what?
Yourself.
To yourself, to your Yetzirah, to your Tavis. It's not even yourself. You're a slave to a Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah is not you. What is the source the Yetzirah is not you? Could anybody bring me a source that the Yetzirah is not you? It's a Mefarash Gemara in the Pasuk, Lo Yeh Becha Elzar. What we say on Thursdays, you should not have within you a foreign God. It should have said, Lo Yeh Lecha Elzar. What does it mean, Lo Yeh Becha? In you? What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Ezu Elzar, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Hei. Ezu Elzar, Shu Begufa Shel Adam, who is a foreign God in your body? Zeh Yetzahara. The Yetzahara is called Zar. Zar means, when we say in Yiddish, a fremde.
Stranger.
What?
Stranger.
A stranger. Very good, Kaskel. Right? It means, it's not you. One of the tricks of the Yetzirah is that he tells you, you want this. You want this. It's you. But it's not really you. The Yetzirah is something outside of you that was supposed to be in the beginning of the Bria, totally outside of you. It penetrated into our system as a result of the Chet. But even once it penetrated into our system, it's not you. Which halacha is based on this concept that the Yetzirah is not you?
Malchus.
Malchus where?
Malchus.
When you give it in what time? When? What the famous Rambam? The famous Rambam says in Hilchos Gerushin. What does he say? That if someone doesn't want to give a get, but he has to give a get, you force him makimoto atchuman reitzani until he really wants. If he doesn't want, he's just doing it because you're hitting him. Says the Rambam, it's really him. The reason that he said he doesn't want to give a get, even though the halacha in that specific case said he should give a get, is every Jew deep down wants to do Ratzon Hashem. Just the Yetzirah takes him hostage. You give him, you hit him, and Mimele, he's freed from that hostage, and now it's the true self. So next time the Yetzirah attacks you, tell him, I hear you, you're not me. Just remember, the real me is not you. And you are not the real me. Let's just remember it. So when a person just does whatever he wants, he's a Eved, he's a Meshubad. Who is he a Meshubad to? To his Yetzirah, to everything which is not him. That is not called freedom. So then what is called freedom? What would you define it? Let's think. If freedom does not mean you could do whatever you want, so then what is freedom? Maybe not the word in English, but the word in Chazal, Chayrus. What does it mean? I'll give you a hint, Chavre. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. The first mitzvah we were given on the eve of leaving Yitzrayim. Says the Sforno, you know what it means, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem? The Chodesh is yours. Meaning, you have your own time. Now your time is yours. When you're an Eved, you don't have your own time. When you are an Eved, you are subjugated to someone else, and he tells you what to do with your time. Do this, do that, clean the floors, etc. You don't have your own time. It's a tremendous insight of the Sforno. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, the time is yours. Kipshuta the Pasuk. Not only the concept of Chodesh, it's your time now. When you're a free person, you could do with your time what you wish. You own your time. You decide what to do and when to do.
If we're after Hashem, though, it's Hashem's time.
All that, and more after these brief messages. You know, Coke is the real thing. We're going to get to it.
Right.
Okay. If Avdus means that you're subjugated to someone else's wishes and whims. So what does Cheres mean? Cheres means that you can bring out your potential to the fullest. Nothing will be a barrier stopping you from being you. That's what Cheres means. Not you could sleep and do whatever you want. That's not Cheres. On the contrary, cheres means every person was born with a potential. Every person's born with inside, and you could bring it out and unleash it in its fullest. That's called cheres. Why is that called cheres? Cheres means that you are you to the extreme, to the full sense. Why? Like the Maral Ari says, you could tell what a katzah means by its opposite. What's simcha? Look at avelus. What does avelus mean? A void, an emptiness. There was someone here who's not here anymore. There's an emptiness. So what's the opposite of that? Yesh. You feel a shleimus. You feel nothing's missing. You feel, yeah, wow. The Maral Ari says, yidiyata fachim achad. Opposites reflect on each other. You want to know what white is, you got to know what black is. You want to know what golos is, you got to know what geula is. Just to understand from one to another. Why? Because every sugya in the world appears in two places. And it's yesh and then it's en. The yesh means when it exists. And the en is when it doesn't exist. For example, if you want to measure the hashpa of a rav and his kehila, there's two tests you got to do to get a full picture. One is when he's there, how many shiurim does he give, how many people come to the shiurim, and how much is he engaged with people. But there's another test. When he's not there, how much do you long to him? You hear Mordechai? When he's not there, how much is he missed? And these are two different tests. It could be someone's very, very active when he's there, but when he's not there, no one really misses him. And it also happens the other way. I can tell you that I was once a tutor in a yeshiva called Machon Shlomo. This goes back 40 years ago. And the head of it, the yeshiva, was Reb Yaakov Rosenberg Zatzal. And when he was there, he didn't do that much so much. It wasn't so sane. He didn't give many shirim. He was a little bit more on the quiet side. But whenever he left to go fundraising, whatever, the whole place fell apart. So like, it's an indicator of his contribution. The indicator is, you do like when a sugya appears a few times in Shas, you gotta look up all the places. Everything in the world appears in two places, in its existence and when it's not there. And check both times. So if a evit means that you are under someone else and you're not you, so then what does cheres mean? Cheres means I'm totally myself. I'm totally bringing out what I'm unique about. That's really what it means, cheres. That you want to sleep, everybody likes to sleep. There's nothing unique about that. Your uniqueness is always on your spiritual side. On your physical side, we're all the same. First of all, in our bodies, we're all the same. Everyone has the heart in one place, the liver in another place. Everyone's the same. You're tall, you're short, we're all the same. Where's your uniqueness? Where are you? You. And your intellect, the way you think, and your spiritual aspect. Cheres means that you could unleash your spiritual dimension to the fullest. Because the evet means he's constantly subjugated to others, to what people say, to the latest fashion. He's always pending on others. That's called an evet. So a cheres means I could be totally net myself. Here was a very good question. But so if you're an evet Hashem, you're still an evet? No, but here we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a system that we could bring out ourselves to the highest degree. Hashem doesn't need us for himself. He just wants you to become your best. How do you become your best? By controlling your Yetzirah, by bringing out your uniqueness, by showing really what you're special about. And the only way to do that is through Torah and Mitzvahs. Torah and Mitzvahs is the way, the Ra'al says in one place, you know what the Torah is all about? Eitzes, how to bring out to the fullest your Tzelem Elokim. That's what Torah is all about. He says it in the Siv Avos Re'ah. The Torah is a bunch of Eitzes, how to bring out this highest spiritual dimension that we have within us, which is called Tzelem Elokim. and he brings a few proofs for it. So the Torah is not depressing us. The Torah allows us to free ourselves from all the constraints that life may impose upon us, and the real true self will emerge. Look at the lashon there. You know when you become the freest? You know when you become the most you? When you toil on Torah. You know what it means to toil on Torah? What does Rashi mean? Let's go over it again. Let's see if I got it. You need a deodorant when you learn Torah. Otherwise you're sweating. You know why? Because that's when you bring out your intellect to its highest form. What's so special about you? The way you think. The way you look at things. Everybody looks at things differently. Where do you reach that level? When you're learning and trying to think out about something. You know what Rav Hutnis Hatzal once told me? He said it in Yiddish, and I'll translate it. Echob kein mol nish gezein a godel vaksois mit a chavrusa. I never saw a godel come out learning with a chavrusa. All the gedolim that I knew learned a lot by themselves. Not always with a chavrusa. So I was young, I said, is the Rosh Hashiva saying you should never learn with a chavrusa? I said, no, of course not. Of course you should learn with a chavrusa. But not only with a chavrusa. You have to spend many hours by yourself. What a statement. You know why when you're learning with chavrusa, you know what happens? By definition, you got to compromise a little bit on your uniqueness. Because you got to find the common denominator with the other party. So when could you reach that deep point, which is you, when you're learning by yourself? A lot of times with my teenagers in the base, I ask them, why aren't you learning now? I'm waiting for my chavrusa. You can't learn alone? You can't learn on yourself? And I remember once I went from Chadera, I was learning there in Itri Chadera, and I went from Chadera to meet Rav Hutnis Hatzal. So Rav Hutnis asked me, it's a 2.5-hour journey, what did you do on the bus? So I thought that was the answer you wanted to hear. I said I was learning. I don't know if it was true or not, but that's what I said. I don't remember now. He said, I was learning. He says, without a sefer, you can't keep yourself busy? If you're like alone in a room for 2 hours, could you do something meaningful with that? And you don't have a phone. Nothing. You're in a room by yourself on a chair for 2 hours. Could you make it meaningful? Or you're afraid to be alone, and immediately you have to be on your phone and do something. Or in a more positive way, I'll look at that sefer. Aren't there issues that you want to think about? Where you're going in life? How you're progressing? What goals do you want to reach? Checking yourself, are you reaching them or not? How was the last week or two? Or were the ups and downs? You know, like a business that you run. Are you profiting? Are you not profiting? People are afraid to do these cheshbonos. He wasn't so happy when I told him I was learning. He wasn't so happy with that answer. Which means, again, freedom is that you reach the bottom of your uniqueness and you bring it out. That's the expression of freedom. What does that have to do with a matzah? A matzah is exactly that. No any other flavors added. It's dough and water. Vizel. No other preservatives. How is it called in English, those foods?
Additives.
Additives.
No, with a P.
With a P.
Preservatives. Preservatives, that's what it is. Oh, yeah. Nothing added. Net. Net, water, flour. Zehu. That is total freedom when you're totally self. When you start adding all kinds of other artificial foods, which may make it more tasty, but it's not net anymore. Freedom is you are yourself in the purest form. That's what freedom means. Nothing should block you from expressing your true self. That is the ultimate ben choyer.
You have to throw away your watch.
I'm sorry?
Throw away the watch.
Throw away the watch.
Because you don't depend on the time anymore.
Okay, I hear. Meaning to reach, very few people do this, guys. Very few people think when they have free time? You know what? Ask. Let's ask a question. Don't answer me, but just think to yourself. When's the last time you thought about one point for 2 minutes straight without distractions? I'm asking those who are not on their phones now. When's the last time you focused on one point for 2 minutes? We don't do it. We're constantly distracted. When's the last time a person could really think to himself quietly and make a cheshbon where he's going, what he's doing? The Yetzirah doesn't want us to do it. Because, what, right? Meaning, that's what Paro said, that they have free time, they're going to start thinking. So the idea of Rabbi says, just let's sum it up again. Freedom does not mean I can do whatever I want. By definition, that is chaos. That's hefker. And you're going to be subjugated to something which is not you. Namely, Yetzirah. That does, right? What's the true freedom? Well, if Evet means that his life is for someone else, he has to wash the floors of his master, not his own floors. He has to clean the shoes of his master, not his shoes. Evet means that he's living for someone else or by someone else, according to the rules of someone else. That is called an Evet. So freedom means I'm net myself. I could be totally on my own. And I feel very comfortable just being with myself. And bringing out a potential which only you have. That is true freedom. Nothing should be able to block you, or nothing should be able to stop you from bringing out the true you. You net, clean, without any combinations, just you. That is true chayrus. A matzah is a piece of is food, a loaf of bread, nothing added. I'm told that the Chassam Sofer would not put salt on the matzah. Check out the halacha. Did you hear this, Rabbi?
Mm-hmm.
You did? Oh, I have a rabbinical source saying it.
Might not be the Chassam Sofer, but
what?
It may not be the Chassam Sofer. I heard that.
But you heard it.
So that's how many.
Yeah, I heard it in the Chassam Sofer. He didn't add salt to the matzah because he's understanding what's the matzah about. Net, nothing added. Pure water, dough, vizehu. Not even salt. Again, there's no. I'm sure it's a minhag. If you want to put salt in the matzah, you could. But he chapped in the kuda here. All what I told you, Rabbi, says what the Maral says in Netzach Yisrael and Perek Nun Aleph. All what I'm telling you now, that he asks Oni and Cherus, how do they go together? What it means, Lechem Oni, a Lechem that has no additions to it. It's just pure flour, water. That's it. No yeasts, no artificial components, nothing. Totally itself. Totally itself is Cherus. And that's the message of Pesach. So Rabbi said, we should all be zoche, be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, to feel that cheros, and the real simcha is when you're yourself. When you connect to yourself, that's the ultimate simcha. You'll see that people who are engaged in spiritual activities are always besimcha. Because they're always tapping on to their true self. And when you are connected to your true self, you're b'simcha. Okay, Avosai. We should have a chag kosher v'sameach, and we should all be zoche for binyan beis hamikdash b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen.